It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, April 7th, 2021. On this date in 1805 in Vienna, the concert-going public was treated to the premier performance of Beethoven's Symphony No. 3 in E-flat major, Opus 55, known in Italian as Sinfonia Eroica, or the Heroic Symphony, a work in four movements conducted by the composer himself. The piece marks the beginning of Beethoven's dramatically innovative middle period. Composed mainly in 1803 and 1804, it broke boundaries in symphonic form, length, harmony, and emotional and cultural content. It is widely considered a landmark in the transition between the classical and the romantic eras, and it is often considered to be the first truly romantic symphony. Beethoven originally dedicated the work to Napoleon Bonaparte, who he believed embodied the dramatic and anti-monarchical ideals of the French Revolution. In the autumn of 1804, Beethoven withdrew his dedication, lest it cost him the composer's fee paid him by a noble patron. So he rededicated the symphony to Prince Joseph Franz Maximilian Lobkowitz. Nonetheless, despite such a bread-and-butter consideration, the politically idealistic Beethoven titled the work Bonaparte. Later, about the composer's response to Napoleon's having proclaimed himself Emperor of the French on May 14, 1804, his secretary said, "In writing this symphony, Beethoven had been thinking of Bonaparte, but Bonaparte while he was first consul. At that time, Beethoven had the highest esteem for him and compared him to some of the great consuls of ancient Rome. Not only I, but many of Beethoven's closer friends saw this symphony on his table, beautifully copied in manuscript, with the word Bonaparte inscribed at the very top of the title page, and Ludwig von Beethoven at the very bottom. I was the first to tell him the news that Bonaparte had declared himself emperor, whereupon he broke into a rage and exclaimed, 'So, he is no more than a common mortal. Now, too, he will tread underfoot all the rights of man, indulge only his ambition. Now he will think himself superior to all men and become a tyrant.' Beethoven went to the table, seized the top of the title page, tore it in half, and threw it on the floor. The page had to be recopied, and it was only then that the symphony received the title Sinfonia Eroica. An extant copy of the score bears two scratched-out handwritten subtitles, both indicating the work was dedicated to Bonaparte. Although Beethoven had wanted to inscribe the groundbreaking symphony to Napoleon ultimately because it was a matter of conscience, he just couldn't do it. It was as if the man he had once admired had died. And so in 1806, the score was published under the Italian title Sinfonia Eroica, composta per festeggiare il souvenire di un grande uomo. Heroic symphony, composed to celebrate the memory of a great man. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 7th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.